Today, a podcast about a show based on a movie based on a book. Hello and welcome to Off Book, the podcast, episode 61, where I'm joined by Jasmine Chesser to talk about why all the young adult novels ever written get turned into movies and then apparently into shows. Why is everything getting rebooted? And I mean, obviously, the classic answer is because Hollywood ran out of ideas, but they haven't. There are a lot of original ideas. I think it's just the fact that IPs that are established have a built-in audience. I mentioned this in my video about Moana reboot, or remake, or whatever, that people that like Moana are automatically going to go see the Moana remake, even if it doesn't look good, because they like Moana. So people that are a fan of all these books that are getting a sequel or a remake or whatever are all going to go watch it, whether it looks good or not, just because they like the original. But it's weird that it's all happening like at the same time.
And I feel like there's so many better ways to capture this information rather than just like immediately turning it into a movie and stuff. And it really depends on the book series or the standalones. Like sometimes I feel like they shouldn't be making a movie and they should be doing a TV show instead, or vice versa.
That's fair. I think that a good idea can survive in any format, but there definitely is a format that works better. You know, some stories, especially if you're talking about like TV versus movies, some stories are naturally very cinematic, like should be experienced in the theater with this surround sound. And you can watch it on your TV and in various different forms. But like, for example, I don't know if you've seen the Snyder Cut of Justice League, but it was his like grand vision for Justice League. And then through various different circumstances, Joss Whedon took it over and then he made his version of the movie, but it was on HBO Max instead of in theaters and like a 4-part mini series. So it's like this big theatrical film, which like only seen on your TV in 4 parts. And it's just like, it didn't feel right. That's clearly not how he wanted you to see it. And so I think some things like that are just cinematic and some things are long stories, and trying to cram it all into an hour and a half just wouldn't make any sense. So it's weird that all, like Harry Potter and Twilight, spoilers, that's what we're talking about mostly, but those two things have already been movies and they worked. So I'll be interested to see, like, is it going to work better in TV or should it have been a movie to begin?
Right. And I feel like what's really hard is that a lot of people want sequels to those movies.
Yeah.
And for instance, the last Twilight movie was filmed in like 2012, I think. And now they have the new Midnight Sun book. And now people are going to want a sequel to that. But what do they even record at this point? Because they're just going to retell the whole story just from like a different spot. And people aren't going to want to go. Like, people are going to go see it because it's Twilight and they're curious, but why make it after all these years? It's been 10 plus years. The original movies came out in, like, 2006.
Because like, Midnight Sun is the same events as the original movies, but told from Edward's point of view instead of Bella's, right?
Correct.
So it would just be the same movies, but with, like, a different camera angle and some new scenes.
Literally. And instead of focusing at Bella's house, it'd be at Edward's house. And
right.
So I feel like there's no point except for like hearing his thoughts could be interesting. But I feel like if they're going to do anything with it, I don't think a movie is the way to go. Just because I feel like they ended the series on a good note and they shouldn't touch it. I mean, it's well-known, it's well-loved by a lot of people, and I feel like if they just try to make another movie, it's just going to ruin it, and people are going to be like, what's going on, kind of a thing.
Yeah. Well, and in both of these examples, the original screen adaptation was so iconic. I mean, Twilight did so. I mean, Harry Potter like, added so much music and imagery and like all the stuff that's for like Hogwarts like didn't really like exist as it did in the movie visually before that movie was created. And so you have these iconic movies that have added so much imagery and iconic scenes and actors that have defined the characters to like a whole generation of people. And now you're just saying, but what if it was this other guy instead? And it's like, are people going to like that? I mean, the people that have seen the movies since they all came out might be okay with it. You know, if somebody, like a kid today, might watch the Twilight movies and then might watch another actor playing Edward, okay, it's fine, whatever. But if you grew up on those movies, I feel like that movie is so iconic that it's going to be really hard for these studios to recapture that magic, because either they have to rely exclusively on the iconography and the visual style of the original, and then it's like, okay, why are you making a remake if you're just going to copy everything from the original? Or they have to completely try again and like top themselves with their own like generation defining media. That's, either way, that's really hard to do.
Yeah, and I feel like with like when you think about these movies, like 2006 was a good year for a lot of people. I mean, and like I feel like people aren't going to want to ruin the vibe that those movies give off. And I feel like, and actors have aged and stuff, and they're just not going to fit in the roles anymore. Mm. So it's just, like, through the Twilight series, through the Harry Potter series, you saw the actors and actresses growing up. And now that they're, like, full-grown adults, it's like you're going from kids straight to adults, and I feel like people aren't going to really appreciate that as much. Like, there's always, like, people talking about the Cursed Child movie coming out for Harry Potter and stuff. And I feel like they could do that. I just feel like it's been so long that, like, there's not a point to do it at this time.
Yeah. Well, and the Cursed Child was a play. It is a play right now. And I think they have more agency with that because it is a completely different medium. So it's not trying to replace your film friends with other film people. It's a play. There are different actors. There's an expectation when you go into the theater that these are cast members performing live in front of you. You're not expecting to see Daniel Radcliffe on stage. I mean, he could do it, but he's not going to, and that's okay, because that's part of, you know, it's a play. It's a completely different thing than the movies. But as soon as you make another movie, then Daniel Radcliffe is Harry Potter. You know, Robert Pattinson is Edward. Like, within the movie realm, you have these expectations that it's much harder to get around than in a different format. So I would be more inclined to say, yeah, do plays or other formats. Don't try to just replace the legacy you've created, because that seems like it's much harder to get fans to be okay with, you know?
Yeah, and I, and like, this is a topic for another time, but like, there's other books that I would love to see as like movies or TV shows. And then when I think about Twilight and Harry Potter being TV shows, I'm like, I can't imagine it. And I don't think that they should mess with it, because what's done has been done and they're great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, objectively, I think that either one of these could work in a TV show. I mean, there's enough world building, there's enough character development. You could objectively, you know, make it into a TV show. But given everything that has happened in popular culture since these have been released, I mean, granted, I'm sure people were saying this about the movies. Like, well, it works best in a book form, and they're dumb to try to make it into a movie. No one's ever going to like it as much as they like the book characters. And, I mean, they were wrong. The movies have done fantastically. So maybe the TV show will do just as well. But I feel like it's a matter of format, where once you make a movie, you give these characters a visual identity that is canon. And then a reboot could work. There's so much work you have to do in order to make it work. And again, like, why are we just remaking things that have already been remade? We made. Why are we remaking things again that have already been remade? And there are so many things that could adapt or just do something to begin with.
Yeah, I just, some of the ways that I feel like they're trying to go about these things just isn't the way that I feel like they should go about some of these things, like the like Harry Potter's coming out with a TV series at some point. And I'm interested to see what they're gonna do, but I also feel like the diehard fans for like Twilight and Harry Potter are gonna feel obligated to watch these things.
Yeah.
Rather than having like an interest in it, and they might like get really angry and stuff about it just because they're diehard on what they already know, and they're not gonna want to see that change.
And I understand why, because they tried to make more Harry Potter movies that didn't involve Harry Potter with the Fantastic Beasts movies, and those didn't do anywhere near as well, because it turns out that, I mean, people liked the world, but they also liked the characters and like all the specific things they lost when they lost all of the Harry Potter franchise. And that's why I'm assuming that's why that TV show is being created, is because Warner Brothers saw nobody. We created this Fantastic Beasts movie series as like our big new return for Harry Potter, and that's not what it is, because it's not Harry Potter. It has some of the things, but it's not, you know, it's not as good. But also, it doesn't have all those elements. It's telling that I think universally some of the best parts of those movies have been like Dumbledore, which is from the original movies. So I think they saw,
okay, we tried to make more movies in the same universe, and that didn't work. They want the movies again. So I guess we give them the movies again?
So in a weird way, did we like, did we put this on ourselves? Is this our fault?
Yeah, and I feel like when talking about doing a TV show, they need to be really careful about how they execute it, just because of the fact that like I said, there's gonna be fans out there that are gonna like be very, why are you doing this? Like, give us the original movies. Like, this isn't what we want.
Mm-hmm.
And the actors and actresses will forever be known as these characters. Like, Daniel Radcliffe will always be known as Harry Potter. Emma Watson will always be known as Hermione Granger. Like, it's gonna be that way. Kristen Stewart is gonna be known as Bella Swan forever. Like,
mm-hmm.
And if you try to recreate these movies into TV shows, people are gonna be like,
where are my characters?
Yeah.
Like, you took them out of it. Now I'm not even that interested anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like if they did TV shows with the original actors and actresses, it would be better. But it'd also be a lot harder, because Harry Potter movies, they start out super young, and you can't time travel and go back in time and start a TV show.
For sure.
So what are they going to do for a cast?
Yeah.
And what are they going to do? Call the actors and actresses back to do that? Like, there's a lot of interviews with like Taylor Lautner and Robert Pattinson, and they hated the Twilight series. There's no way that they're going to go back and do it again.
Yeah. But also, it doesn't seem like bringing actors back like works, because people are always asking, you know, I would 100% go see it if the original studio came back here, Harry Potter. But like Jurassic Park, the most recent, I guess Jurassic World now, their most recent movie brought back some of the characters from the original that everyone was like, cool. I still don't like the movie. I mean, bringing back the actors will get people into the theaters, or I guess to watch the show on a streaming service, but it's not going to make it automatically better, you know? So I feel like the root of this is a lot of these attempts to make more money just don't have, not necessarily good writing, but the right kind of writing. Because no matter how many actors they bring back or recast, or no matter, they can try to tell a story in the universe that doesn't have the characters, or they can recast the characters, or they can bring back the original actors, none of them like are the universal solution. It still needs to be a good piece of media that can stand on its own while also living up to the legacy of the original. which in many of these cases is hard to do because they have ginormous effects on pop culture.
Yeah, and I feel like you said, they definitely, it doesn't matter what they do with bringing back characters trying to live up to that. I feel like it's the nostalgia of the movies that is what makes these movies so great.
Yeah.
So it's definitely, and I don't know, I feel like people are more connected also. So going back to characters, I guess, I'm more connected with the characters because of, like, we grew up with the characters.
Yeah.
And again, can't time travel, can't grow up with those characters again. Like, if they do a new set of characters, I mean, obviously, like, the new generation and stuff will grow up with them. So they'll know those characters as that. But then what happens when they're adults?
Right.
And so are we just going to have to repeat the same process over and over again? When are they going to stop? Are they ever going to stop is the real question.
I think that's the question, because I think ultimately what these studios want is they want to be able to make the original movies. Again, they want to wipe your memory of the movies ever existing and put them back in theaters so you can watch them for the first time and fall in love with it all over again and give you all the money. But they can't do that. I mean, you've already seen the movies. You already have this expectation. So that's the question, is they want to keep making money from this, which, fine, you're a company, whatever, making money. But how do you, like, do that when what you're working off of is so beloved? And I that's a good question. Like, are they just going to keep making these over and over and over again? Are we going to have another Harry Potter movie series in 20 years? I think the answer is, if they can't figure out something else to do, maybe. I mean, they're remaking Moana, and that was just released, like, what, 8 years ago?
They already 2016, I think.
So I don't know why they couldn't make a sequel to that. Like an animated sequel. Maybe they couldn't think of any more ideas for the characters, but I think that that is signaling a lot of what seems to be the creative direction of Hollywood now, is we want to make money off of this, and if we can't find a new thing to do with it that is going to be as well-liked as the original, we're just going to do the original again. And so, I don't know. Are they going to make it a third time? I would have said no, but I wouldn't have thought they would have made either one of these a second time.
And I feel like just, you can never recreate that feeling of nostalgia, no matter how the effects are of these movies. Like, you're gonna use cameras from 2008 or the 1990s to recreate movies.
Yeah,
that's TV shows. Like, eventually that's gonna get old, and eventually people aren't gonna want to see the remakes anymore, and they're just gonna lose money. Yeah. Just because people are gonna be like, you've already made this I don't know how many times. And right, like you said, are they gonna, like, restart the Harry Potter series and, like, start over? Like, I feel like a lot of Harry Potter fans and Twilight fans, they're not gonna, I mean, they'll go see them, but I feel like they're not gonna be like, that was good. Like,
yeah,
not going to be nearly as good as the originals, because again, they're originals, and again, different characters, and the characters we love are just gonna disappear from that, and that's just not something that I feel like we need right now. And and when our kids have kids, like, there's going to be more Harry Potter still coming out. Like, are we, like, again, same question, when are they going to stop? Are they going to stop? And I'm assuming the answer is no. And eventually people are going to stop watching it.
Yeah.
And they're going to have to come up with something.
I mean, for better or worse, everybody has their own opinions about the existing media, whether they love it, or hate it. I mean, they already feel however they feel. And so going into, I mean, when the first Harry Potter movies were released, it was a movie adaptation of a popular book series, and there were probably opinions on both sides about whether they should do it or not. Now, there's been like several decades, there's been a bunch of movies, there's been a bunch of discourse. Everybody has so many opinions about everything. We have opinions. We're talking about it online. We're part of the problem. Everybody has an opinion. So no matter what they do, before they even announced anything, all they had to do was say, hey, we're going to make this. And everyone's already talking about how good of an idea it is or how terrible it is for the entire world. So every time you remake something, the expectations become higher and the opinions about it before anything gets announced at all become so much louder. There's so much discourse already before we even know anything about it. And I think that's only going to get worse the more they try to just keep remaking these and milking these franchises, because there's already been so much to talk about that there's so many expectations. They can only build the tower so high until it collapses, you know? Today's episode is brought to you by the Wheel of Anti-Originality. Here's the thing. Original content is a risky gamble in today's entertainment landscape. So why take that chance when you could instead be utilized an existing IP? You could try to reinvent it somehow, or you could just use the Wheel of Anti-Originality. Simply spin the wheel, full of characters like Gifted Youngster, Troubled Outcast, and Hardened Leader, plot starters like A Curse, A Vision, and An Important Date, and villains like A Vague Entity, An Adult, and A Group of Adults. The Wheel of Anti-Originality will give you a technically original but still non-disruptive plot that you can tie to your famed IP of choice to make all the money. You can buy the Wheel of Anti-Originality at all major supermarkets today.
I think it'd be cool if it was like from a different character's point of view, but I feel like it'd be, again, same movie told over and over again.
Right. I think that the world of Harry Potter is, I mean, specifically hard because it is set up in a way where, yes, there's magic and it's fantastical, but also very, like, everything's normal. Like, yes, we're making things fly, but that's just, like, an average class for us. No one's like, wow, we can make, like, feathers flow. It's like, no, you're mispronouncing the spell. And no one's amazed in magic. So it's hard to tell stories in there because the magic, at least for the characters, is nothing spectacular. So you have to find an even more heightened character, which is why Harry Potter works as a protagonist, because he is the chosen one. But there's not going to be another chosen one. So who do you tell a story about if, you know, you have to find another angle. So what is this? Yes, they're magical, but so is everybody else. So what is the deal with this new character? And can that stack up to the chosen one to save the entire wizarding world? And is it even worth it to do that? Because again, everybody has all their opinions and like they're already going to be judging it before it even exists, for better and for worse, you know.
And I personally, as a Harry Potter and Twilight fan, I would like to see how they would execute like the Cursed Child as like a TV show or a movie. I feel like, I mean, it's continuing the legacy, but I feel like you can't go beyond that.
Yeah.
And that's already like a really hard line because Harry Potter's not part of it.
Yeah.
Like, you see the snapshot at the end of the movie, spoiler, of the last movie, of them sending their kids off to Hogwarts. Like, that's all they gave us, and I feel like they could, and it kind of makes you think that they're gonna make another one. But when did that movie come out? Like, 2015?
Yeah, it was, I think it was like 2012 or something like that.
Something like that. So, and they've kept us waiting this long, so are they ever gonna make that movie? I mean, obviously they've done a play on it. Mm-hmm. And obviously they've done a lot of plays and turned them into movies and stuff. But it's usually like a Broadway kind of like show, and then they like record it and then put it on a streaming service.
Mm.
So I'd be super interested to see what they would do if this became a movie or a TV show. But I'm also kind of nervous about it because, again, the nostalgia is just not going to be there.
I mean, I think that ultimately what it comes down to is that studios want to keep making the money off of this franchise, but at a certain point, they can't anymore. I mean, not every single story, every single plot point told to perfection. At a certain point, you're out of ideas, and continuing to try to use this IP is going to give you diminishing returns, because the more you make, the more people that don't like it are going to dislike it, and the people that love it are going to get tired of it because they just want the originals back. I don't think that anybody wants, I don't think that anyone wants a remake of Harry Potter or a remake of Twilight. I think they want more of it, but they want more of the originals. And so I think that no matter what any of these remakes do, it's just going to get people upset, because either it's still the originals and it's completely pointless, or it's not, and that's usually a bad thing. Sometimes a remake is great. Usually it is not. And I think that that's like what the MCU is trying to deal with, is that, yes, the MCU has been continuing onwards since 2008, but most of the original characters died or left the franchise recently. So functionally, they're like rebooting the MCU now, and they can't recast the characters. So they're just trying to like come up with new ones. But also, I don't know if you've seen the most recent Marvel movies. They cannot stop talking about the original superheroes. Like Iron Man and Captain America, and everyone's always talking about them all the time. And it's like, no one did this before. But I think the writers are like running out of ways to connect it back, because they're very worried that no one's going to like the MCU anymore if the original characters aren't in it, which is a possibility. So they're just trying to constantly reference everything. And it's like, okay, so, but this just makes me think that you miss the characters too. But instead of doing anything about it, you're just reminding me of the people that I can't. I just want to go watch the other movies now instead of watching your movie. And I think that that's what these remakes are having to deal with, is they can't escape the shadow of what came before them. But also, they can't do enough original things to be, you know, completely its own. And you know, they can't fully escape it, but they also can't just do it again, because no matter what they do, somebody's going to be upset. And I don't know. I mean, it keeps making money, I guess, but like artistically, how much can you do with a TV show that is based on a book that's already had an adaptation and a theme park and a bunch of people that already have opinions on it, and it has a play, and it has like so many things are based on these franchises. Harry Potter is probably bigger than Twilight, but I mean, both of them have had like such monumental success that it's like, how much more can you even do with this? And do you want to?
I feel like they also have to take into account, how are the original actors and actresses going to feel about this?
Well, I guess.
I mean, they don't really get a say because whatever, but it is their movie.
But this movie that
they starred in, like, how are they going to feel about all this? Because they can't be too happy about it. They're like, hey, that's what I'm known for. And it's kind of like taking the spotlight off of them.
I don't think it's going to, though. I don't think there's a universe in which a Harry Potter TV show will do good enough or do well enough that Daniel Radcliffe will not be Harry Potter. Like, I mean, no offense to whoever the cast, they might do a great job, but like, I don't think that in both of these, and it's more than just these two franchises, but these two shows were announced within like, 2 weeks of each other, and it feels very coincidental. I don't know what studios are. Does Warner Brothers own both those franchises?
I think Paramount is Twilight.
Okay. It seems like they had some sort of like convention or something, because those were so close together. But I mean, they had like similar trajectories. They were released around a similar time, and they star the same actor. Robert Pattinson was in both of those franchises, so like they feel very similar, and it's just like, I don't know, I forgot what I was saying. I don't know,
maybe it's not outshining the star, but maybe it's like having to share the spot. Like they're not gonna, I feel like a lot of actors and actresses, not to be rude, but they are very this is my fame. Like, I don't want to share it with anybody. Kind of a thing. And when I think of, like, Robert Pattinson, what's the first thing that comes to mind for you?
I mean, probably Edward, but also, you made me watch Twilight, so.
Because, like, the first thing I think of is Edward as well. First thing I think of with Taylor Lautner is Jacob. I don't see them as anybody else, which sounds bad, but, like, Daniel Radcliffe, immediately Harry Potter. Like, Robert Pattinson played Batman, and that was huge. But I feel like, and I don't know if you saw it, but, like, on the news and stuff, there was huge controversy. They're like, he went from this romanticized character to Batman. Like, what happened? And I feel like he's not really recognized for any other movies besides those two. Like, I can't name any that they were in.
And I'm familiar with him, but, like, you're right. There's these are iconic roles, and that's why I'm saying, like, I don't think that any of the, no matter who they cast, I don't think that Daniel Radcliffe will ever stop being Harry Potter. There might be another actor who played Harry Potter. There might be another actor who played Edward. But with how iconic these actors are, with how iconic these roles are, and with how much of an impact these movies had, I think that no matter what they do, unless it's the most amazing piece of media ever, it will always be playing second fiddle to the first version of it.
Yeah. Like, I guess another thing, Robert Pattinson played Cedric Diggory in Harry Potter. And when I first think of Robert Pattinson, my brain doesn't go straight to Cedric Diggory or Batman. It goes straight to Edward. And Kristen Stewart, I mean, she played in Charlie's Angels, I think. And then there were other movies that she was in. I can't name them. I will always think of her as, like, Bella Swan. Like, that's who I think of. And Taylor Lautner, he was in Cheaper by the Dozen.
Okay.
When he was a kid. But, and he did great. But I don't think of that immediately. Like, Daniel Radcliffe, I know he was in other movies. I can't name any that come off the top of my head. Emma Watson, I can't do it either.
Yeah.
And whatever his name is.
Wow. And, like, it's not that a reboot can't be more successful. I mean, there was a British show called The Office that then got rebooted. It was then remade in the US called The Office. And in the UK, it was like a 6 or 7 episode run. And in the US, it got 9 seasons, and it has done, like, in terms of probably, like, pop culture relevance, at least in the United States, the American Office, the remake, did so much better than the British one. And granted, the UK Office was made in the UK, so maybe over there it's more of a big deal, but, you know, the American Office was, in the US, such a bigger deal. And it's not impossible that the Twilight TV show isn't going to do so much better than the Twilight movies. But then you have the problem of, okay, so now the Twilight TV series is the most amazing piece of Twilight media ever created. In 10 years, now what are you going to do? Now you just have a show you have to do better than. I mean, either it's going to be worse and people are going to be upset, and you have now diluted the brand because now there's the amazing movies and the terrible TV show. Or you do better and now you have the good movies, the amazing TV show, and they're going to try it again. Now what are you going to do? Like, no matter, you just can't win when you can remake.
Yeah, I personally think, this is, like, a closing note for me, I personally think that they just can't capture the nostalgia that it needs, so I think they just need to leave it alone.
At a certain point, the story is over. You've reached your end. If they're creative and talented people, use them again. Give them the chance to tell more stories. But at a certain point, there's nothing left to say.
And at that point, it's just kind of over with. Like, they're They're not gonna have a way to keep getting better and better. You can't do better than your best. You just can't.
At a certain point, you've reached your maximum quality. So you're just going to keep going downhill. And is that really the legacy you want to make? Is, hey, it's this franchise with a couple of good movies, a bunch of bad movies.
Bunch of bad movies. There's a few good seasons of a TV show, and then they got really bad. Like they're just going to...
You can't do this forever. So instead of trying and failing, why not just end things when they're done? That way, what we all remember about this beloved franchise is actually good.
Off Book is a production of MS3. You can find us here on Spotify or on our YouTube page, youtube.com/@offbook. That's OFF-BOOK. For more MS3 content, check out our other channels, Soaring to Tower, Scene 20 Productions, and Mark Stover the Third. Hey, that's my name. You can also check out our website, mstover3.wixsite.com/MS3. We need a custom domain, you know.